The Metropolitan District Commission says the City of Hartford and the Hartford Housing Authority owe more than $1.3 million in unpaid water bills. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, both the city and the Housing Authority are pushing back.
In a letter dated June 18th, MDC leadership says about $800,000 of the past due balance is tied to city accounts, with about $560,000 overdue from the Hartford Housing Authority. In a statement Thursday, the Housing Authority says it wrote a check to the MDC in April 2019, but the agency never cashed it. It says it's canceled the check and will send another one. Christopher Stone, district counsel at the MDC, says the old check may have been sent to a post office box the commission stopped using.
I don't know if that may be the reason for the problem, but whatever the reason is, we didn't get it. They sent it, we didn't get it, and they're willing to resend another check. So that's all good.
The City of Hartford also pushed back strongly against the MDC's allegations. In a statement, Howard Rifkin, Corporation Counsel for the city, said half of what the MDC claims the city owes is for, quote, cleaning up catch basins in their own sewer system, not city property. Both the city and the authority said they would work with the MDC to resolve the billing disputes. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.